North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Claude Pope says the decision to hold next year's state convention at the Cherokee Casino was made well before the Catawbas announced their plans to try and build a competing casino.
That really didn't play any role in, you know, going at the Harris at all. The decision point on Harris was location, venue, accessibility, size, price, you know, the normal things that a large group considers when they're trying to locate a convention.
Pope says Harris made an aggressive offer to lure the state party convention, which draws more than 1,000 Republican delegates and politicians. But the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians has also been generous to the party and its candidates, giving nearly $250,000 just since the start of 2012. That includes $50,000 to the state Republican Party, $30,000 to Governor McCrory's inaugural ball, and $8,000 each to Republican House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Phil Berger. Both of them were on the committee that chose Harris for the state party's 2014 convention site. Tillis and McCrory have also both come out against a proposal by the Catawba Indians of South Carolina to build a casino near Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Tillis and about 100 other state House members signed a letter expressing, quote, serious opposition to the Catawba plan. Most of those lawmakers got donations of at least $500 from the Cherokees in the last election. And the Cherokees have covered their political bases, giving more than $140,000 to the state Democratic Party and its candidates in the last 2 years. Democrats used to get a lot more from the tribe until they lost control of the General Assembly and Governor's Mansion. The Catawba Nation, on the other hand, has made no political donations because without any tribal business enterprise to speak of, it has no money to give. That's what the Kings Mountain Casino plan is all about. But the tribe will likely need the backing of North Carolina officials to make it happen, and they'll be up against the deep-pocketed political power of the Eastern Band of Cherokees, whose chief believes a competing casino would hurt his tribe's gambling revenues. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.